Welcome to Not in Real Estate with me, National Core. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the various types of commercial real estate investments, like the strategies. What are some of the strategies for commercial real estate investments? That when you're seeking to invest in real estate, what are those areas that you can consider to invest in? So there are basically three types of commercial real estate investments. But first of all, I mean, let's discuss what is commercial real estate. Commercial real estate is basically those real estate projects or property projects where you buy for business. In simple terms, that's what it means. These are the houses, the office blocks, it can be whatever it is in real estate that you buy for business. You basically buy to put out there in the market for doing business. So basically that's what commercial real estate is. It's properties that are exclusively bought for business or built. I mean, you could buy, you could build. So what are those commercial real estate properties or investment areas that as a person you can seek to invest in? There are basically three types of them. These are sometimes they're called the strategies. The strategies for commercial real estate investments. I'll look at the three areas so that I can open it up for you. If you're looking to go for commercial real estate investments, what are the three main commercial real estate investment areas that you seek to invest in? Number one is what we call the core. And sometimes it's called core plus. Core plus. There are people who will say there are four types of commercial real estate investment. Sometimes they split core and core plus, but I will combine the two. So core strategy or core commercial real estate type of investment, what does that mean? I mean, core is more or less what we call the safest type of commercial real estate investment. It is the less risky. If you are the type you're looking at investing in a commercial real estate area where you don't want risk, core is your best area. And generally, like any other investment area, when it is less risky, the returns are less. You buy properties in, or invest in properties in what we call stabilized markets. So you simply look at what we have a stabilized market. In our country, that would be, or in Nairobi, it would be Kilimani, Kilaleshwa. Those will call your core stabilized market. So you look at property in the stabilized markets. These are properties with high rate of tenants. These are properties that are markets that are quite stable. The traffic of tenants will be more. The traffic of the buyers will be more. And those are what we call the core markets, and that is the core real estate. So it's basically looking at properties in the core markets, and the core market is simply the secure markets. You know, there are certain areas where more or less, I don't say regardless of what you put out, because sometimes there are properties in those areas that could be empty. But these are what we call the safe investment, very secure investment areas. So we look at properties in the core markets and invest in those areas. Just like you like a safe investment or a laid-back investment, you realize that there'll be a lot of you in that area. And that's why the core investment, commercial real estate investments, attract less return. These are areas that are very desirable. Just by the mention of what I've said, they are what we call the secure, stabilized market, very desirable areas, tenants that can go for five years, 3 years. They're on long-term leases, things like that. It's more or less you are very stable markets. That is the first type of commercial real estate. We call it the core. The secure, the less risky, with a lot of traffic. The investment in that area is always quite high, but because it's a more or less a safe and very laid-back type of investment, you realize there'll be a lot of you in that area, and the returns are less. Another characteristic of this area of core market is buildings in this area are always very well kept. You'll find very polished, could be what you call your suburb area market. In other words, you call it your suburb market. Very polished buildings, very stable buildings, very secure, high number of tenants, Security in those areas are quite prominent. It's very secure investment place. It will be your Kileleshuas, your Kilimanis, your Westlands areas. So if you're seeking to go for commercial real estate, this is one of the first options you get. If you're the type that do not want to take a lot of risks, if you're the type that don't want to get involved in a lot of real estate issues, core is the most important for you. Get the real estate market, enter the real estate investment space through core. As I said, it is less risky, and of course, with the less risk, come with the less return. Number two of the commercial types of real estate is what I would call the value-add. Value-add is my favorite. It's one of my favorite types of commercial real estate investments and all strategies. Unlike core, or just like the name says, value-add, you seek to add value to a property. So you could be the person that gets involved into commercial real estate by simply buying properties, and then you improve them and put them back to the market. That's what value-add simply means. And there are people that have got a knack for this. They get involved into commercial real estate by simply buying a property low price, then working on it, all right? You increase value. So value-add simply means you increase the value of the property, regardless of where it is. So in the business of buying a house, there's a saying that always buy the worst house on the best street, yeah? So you go for the worst house, and you know you can improve that house, and then plug it back to the market. So it could be in refurbishments, it could even be the area of, you're simply just changing management of a property. You get a property, change management of that property, and increase the value. Value-add type of commercial real estate is simply, so you see a property, and probably realize that it's being underutilized. It could be an office block, and probably there's not enough parking. So you realize tenants keep walking away from that office block because of just problem of parking. So what do? You get the office block, and then whatever way is, just provide parking for it, right? You increase the value of that property. And by providing parking for it, you could plow it back to the market and sell it off, right? It could be a development that has 8 floors, and you just say, I want to add more floors. That's value add. It could be a renovation or a refurbishment where you completely just improve the face of the building. So that's another critical types of real estate investment. And there are people that have essentially gotten into the knack of doing value add type of investment, commercial real estate investments. And it's purely what they do. Go for the properties that are being undersold in the market. These houses that have taken a long time to build, and you just buy it off, improve the house, and then sell it. And as I said, it could be as simple as just changing management. And sometimes just improving the value of a property is just changing management and giving it a new management and bring its value. So value-add is it's one of my favorites. And the essence of value addition is simply to improve cash flow. You want to increase the value of a development. So you buy a property at 2 million. It's more or less what sometimes we do with cars. You know, nowadays there's this buy an old car, work on it, change the engine, change a few things, change the tires, and then throw it back to the market. That's essentially what value addition seeks to do. You can, as I said, you can be, enter for the core, all right, where you go for very safe, secure investment areas, buy a property in those high traffic, long lease tenant areas, like the commercial, the Kileleshuas, the Kilimanis, the Westlands areas. Or you could just go for value addition, where for you, you have the knack to spot development that needs improvements, houses that need improvements, properties that you want to work on a little bit, make a few changes on it, improve the cash flow in it, and then you bring it back to the market. The third and the last type of commercial real estate investment is called opportunistic. Just like it says, this is one of the high-risk types of development, because you're going to face the vagaries of the economies when doing opportunistic type of commercial real estate. These are totally new projects. This is the type of investment that has the highest return. This one has the highest return. The return for this type is, it beats core, it beats value addition, because you get to build a project from ground. You get to understand the market, and throw the project out there. And it simply involves doing developments of new buildings or carrying out, it could be just carrying out extensive renovations. I mean, there are malls where, mini malls where has been totally revamped into a properly new mall. So it could be totally doing a new project. It could be existing, but you carry out total transformation of a building. That is opportunistic. So you go full blast and do a proper new structure. So in this, as I said, you it's also the type of real estate where you do new projects. Yeah, you buy land and do a total new apartment from scratch all the way through. It's a total new development. So opportunistic has the highest risk and the highest return. So if you're seeking to enter into commercial real estate, these are projects where you exclusively invest for business. These are properties you invest for business. So those are the three types of commercial real estate investments. The core, where you buy properties in secure areas, what I would call the suburb areas, very secure. They have high tenant rates. You get long-term leases in those areas, but the returns are low. It's less risky and less returns. That's the core. Then you have the value additions, where you spot properties where you buy a property, improve the property, and then throw it back to the market. And value addition does not mean entirely just the brick and mortar. It could be just improving management of a property. So get a property, improve management, and then throw it back to the market. That is value addition. Then you have the opportunistic, where you come from flat out, from a totally new project. It could be a total revitalization of a project or total refurbishment of a project. You change, you build something from scratch and take it out there. This is the most risky and also has the highest return. So you need to understand which of these three works for you. If you are the person that has no, you don't accept risk so much, co-investment is always the safest investment for most people. But as I say, because it has less risk, most people go for it, it has less returns. Opportunistic is the highest risk and highest return. So when you enter commercial real estate, those are your options. Choose wisely among them and make your money. Thank you very much.